Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us today and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. On today's episode of Digital Learning Today, we're going to be taking a look at an AI application that is revolutionizing the way that teachers, instructional coaches, and administrators are able to provide feedback not only to parents, but their students and their colleagues. I'm so excited for what we're going to be sharing with you guys today. Stick around. If this is the first time you're checking out Digital Learning Today, you can find us over on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And our video version of this show is going to be found on our YouTube channel over at teachercast.net/YouTube. My guest today has had a 30-year career in education dedicated to improving teaching and learning in our classrooms, where she's inspired students both in K-12 and higher education. Today, she's here as the co-founder and CEO of Socrate, where she and her team are on a mission to enhance teacher happiness and strengthen school communities by empowering educators to focus more on what truly matters, teaching and fostering meaning learning experiences. It is a pleasure to welcome to the program today, Dr. Maria Anderson. Dr. Anderson, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm happy to be here.
I am so excited to have you here. We're talking all about Socrate, but first, let's talk a little bit about yourself. 30 years of education, what has that ride been like, and how did you come about creating Socrate?
Well, I'm going to give you like a really condensed version. I was in higher ed for about 15 years. Then I transitioned to ed tech for 10 years, built another company called CourseTune. When I sold that one in 2021, I just desperately wanted to be back in a classroom again. And so when I finished transitioning the company, I found the closest K-12 school to me got them to hire me as a teacher. And I've been in the classroom with them teaching middle school and high school since, this is my fourth year there.
And what gave you the idea to create Socrate?
Well, last year when I was teaching, I was really feeling the effects of burnout. I'm very organized. I can handle doing multiple preps. Like, it's never been a problem for me before, but last year got me. And I started to think about, what is it about K-12 teaching in particular that is more exhausting than any other kind of teaching career? And I realized that there were two things happening to me. One was just cognitive exhaustion from the day. Our brains are so tired at the end of the day. We encounter so much data during the day. We talk to so many students. We try to remember so much. We don't have any time to write anything down. And we're just exhausted at the end of the day. Our brains are tired. There's so many memes on the internet of teachers just collapsing at the end of the day on their couches, never to get up again, right? That's a sign, people. The second is that at the end of the day, there's all these things you could do to make tomorrow go better if only you could remember what they were. Like, oh, there's a student who acted out today, but I can't remember what they did in class, so I can't really call the parent or email the parent. I don't remember what happened. There's like, I know I reminded myself to do, 20 things during the day. What were they? Like, our brains process between, I'm estimating based on our numbers that are coming in on Socrate, our brains process between 1,000 and 1,500 data points a day without having time to write any of them down. Human brains aren't designed for that. There's no way any of us remember enough data to follow up at the end of the day. So think about that cycle, cognitive exhaustion all day, a bad end of day experience where you feel like you failed. Repeat.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And so somewhere in that time I was warding students in class and praising students in class and all the things we do, I just thought, wait a second, I'm saying all this data out loud. We say it all out loud. If I could grab the data from what I say out loud, I'd be there at the end of the day. I would remember what I had done during the day. I'd be able to take that data and quickly write parent emails, like have even get assistance from AI, things like that. And that's when I realized there was a product there for us to build to help teachers. And, it's maybe a little self-serving because I'm still teaching. I teach two classes a day in the afternoons now, and I use it every day.
And talk to us a little bit about where we find out more information about Socrate.
So you can go to our website, which is socrate.com. It's S-O-C-R-A-I-T, you know, for AI, .com. And if you click on the try it at the top, you can give it a try.
You know, Maria, I completely agree with what you just said. I mean, I teach long days. We all teach long days. Instructional coaches are out there going classroom to classroom, office to office. Who has time to remember all of those data points? Would you be able to show us a little bit about what Socrate can do for us in our classrooms?
Absolutely.
9 out of 10 teachers say they've felt burnt out. And honestly, who can blame them? Most people can't even remember what they had for lunch, but a teacher is expected to manage data on more than 150 students every day. By the end of a long day of teaching, remembering every detail for reports, attendance, and parent emails is nearly impossible, and it's exhausting. That's where Socrate comes in. Socrate is a voice-enabled, AI-powered class assistant. Think of it as your second brain for the classroom. It's simple. Socrate is an app on your phone. Before class begins, just tap Start, or what we call the Stream button, and just teach as you normally do. Socrate doesn't record you. Instead, our AI has been trained to listen for key classroom moments and automatically converts what it hears into structured data, like showing detailed behavior and attendance tracking. It can even create a class summary. At the end of your teaching day, log into your laptop or desktop to see your dashboard. It's a clear view of each of your classes, showing how many praises or warnings were given, who they were for, and even ready to send parent messages, already drafted with all of the details. Notice a few students were absent? Send the personalized class summary that Socrate created for you, so the students and their parents know exactly what was missed. Teachers also love these summaries as a quick way to remind them of where they left off in class the next day. All of this happens automatically, just by listening to your voice while you teach, so that teachers can focus on what matters most, teaching. To schedule a walkthrough or to get pricing information, visit socrate.com and click Request a Demo at the top of the page. Help your teachers teach happy with Socrate.
You know, Maria, that is absolutely something that I would love to have each and every day, not only as an instructional coach, but as a teacher. I can't tell you how much value that would bring not only to my teaching life, but to the coaching life. And I got to ask you, what kind of feedback are you getting from teachers, from coaches, and from your schools?
So our teachers say their brains feel calmer in class. They have more patience. They're able to follow up on things faster than they were before because the data is right there. They say things like they don't feel gaslit by students anymore because they can always go check. Did I say something? How many times did I remind you about that? They can look at, you know, their own data and see and improve their instructional practices. I think a lot of us try really hard to praise more than we warn, but it's difficult when you have really squirrely classes. And if you teach middle school, you've got that right now, right? So we get a ton of positive feedback. Coaches are really liking to work, to have the data to work with the teachers they're working with. It's not like they go observe once and that's their data point. They can look at multiple days of class. They can see the structure of class from those class summaries, things like that. Principals are happy teachers are using it because when they need to talk to parents, they can say, hey, teachers, can you send me some of that data you have about the student? And they can go grab, you know, exactly what types of things that the student is doing in class. No worry about misremembering, right? And so it's really powerful.
Now, Maria, the last question I want to ask you is the one that I'm sure is on everybody's mind because this is an AI-based platform. Mm-hmm. That question, of course, is around data privacy. Could you talk a little bit about how all that works and how Socrate is helping keep the data safe?
Yeah, so first, students aren't interacting with Socrate. We're interacting with the teacher, right? And so we're listening to the teacher's voice and what the teacher says. Now, with that said, we do have first names in the system. And so we, of course, have to be FERPA compliant. And we are. We abide by the same rules that any other ed tech company abides by around FERPA and securing the data. We have multi-layered security. We are private by default. We have no audio recording. And you might be surprised by this, but we actually built anonymization of names into our process. So we never send something to an LLM, even when we're testing the product. We don't send something to an LLM unless it anonymizes the names first. And so it goes to the, any data we send has no student names in it. It just has a weird snippet like person one, stop using your iPad, right? Like it doesn't know who it is. And so when it comes back to us, we put the names in. And so many, many companies, you know, tell teachers, you just can't use names in our product. Well, you can use names in our product. You can say names of students in class. It's no problem. We take care of it for you.
And that's really important to know that everything is going to be taken care of. Everything is private. And of course, making sure that all of your student information stays where it is. Maria, it is an amazing product. Tell us one more time where we can get a hold of it and take a look at that camera and talk directly to our teachers and our coaches. Why is SoCrate the application for them?
We want you to be able to teach with a happier self, a calmer brain, and to really enjoy your time in the classroom. When somebody else is doing the remembering for you, you can do that. You can absolutely be present with your students, not let the things happening in class get to you, and just have it all there after class. To use SoCrate, to give it a try, go to SoCrate.com. It's SoCrate. And click on the try it at the top, and you can sign up for a free account. Give it a try in one class. You can use it for the semester and see how it works for you.
We're going to make sure that we have the links to everything over on our show notes. You can find it over on teachercast.net/SoCrate. Maria, thank you so much for coming on and sharing SoCrate with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And guys, look, we've all been there. Busy days, busy classrooms. You get to the end and you don't remember what you had for lunch, let alone what you taught the last period. If you are one of those teachers, if you're one of those principals, and especially if you're one of those instructional coaches, check out all the great stuff over at SoCrate. And again, you can find out all the information over at teachercast.net/SoCrate. Well, I got to say, Maria, this is an absolute fantastic platform. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. If you like this episode, please make sure that you hit that like and subscribe button. You can, of course, find us over on teachercast.net. And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And the video for this is going to be found over at teachercast.net/YouTube. And that wraps up this episode of Digital Learning Today. On behalf of Maria from SoCrate and everybody here on TeacherCast, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.